Luka Nation, you guys loved yesterday's episode primarily because it confirmed a lot of your opinions about how Paige is a casual in the hobby, knows very little about cards post his date of birth. Basically, if a card came before he was born, he knows a lot about it afterwards. Questionable. But here's PWCC, and today
I'm still waiting for one person to agree that they're buying a light blue. Not a single comment that they are with you buying Joker and light blue. Not one.
I don't love that it's called light blue. It does, but it was my favorite color growing up. So
I mean, that's the deal. I get it. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. But you know, we get to talk about. Listen, I saw some cool quarterback cards in the PWCC weekly auction, but last year we were talking about in the offseason buying Russell Wilson cards because he got this big contract, and it's a crazy contract. And I was like, oh, he's going to turn it around. And then anybody who bought Russell Wilson cards is probably not happy they bought Russell Wilson cards. What do you think? Do you think that scares people away? You think there's going to be any big moves in the quarterback stuff? I saw a funny thing that Aaron Rodgers, he went into the dark, right? He came out of his dark hole. He saw a shadow, so it means no Super Bowl for the next 12 months. Right? Is that what happens?
First off, you're much more brilliant than you give yourself credit for. It's almost intuitive how this comes to you. So you were like, Andrew,
yeah,
the fun you're seeing in sports card, it's coming to NFTs.
Oh, yes.
Just as he said, these guys on the NFT land are eating each other alive. It's almost comical. We called it like a play-by-play.
Yeah.
I think a lot about the FUD, fear, uncertainty, doubt, that media can or cannot insert into culture. So like today with Russell Wilson, there was a report that he wanted Pete Carroll and his general manager fired. Right. He actually went to the owner to ask for that. Who puts that kind of stuff out? Is that news? Is it verified? Did we already know that? Anyway, why do I bring that up?
I mean, I saw the Pete Carroll thing. Where the hell does that come out? I don't know where it comes from.
Well, here's why it's funny. The first 5 years of his career, he was sort of like the poster child for what a good human being should be. I don't know if you remember this with Russell Wilson. You know, family man, faith,
yes,
you know, just 100%. A great teammate. And then it like turned on its head and it's like 180 degrees. Like, whoa, this guy might not be who we think he is.
Mm-hmm.
Similar things have happened with Russell Westbrook, honestly, if you kind of look at his career. It's interesting. And I don't know what changes the tides. But I know it's really hard to kind of go against the tide of the media. So for that reason, actually, now I'm hearing a cage. When your market is lowest is maybe when you buy. So maybe now is when you buy Russell Wilson cards. Because how could it be any lower? Terrible teammate.
His stuff is about as low as it gets. I saw some cards recently selling, you know, red. You know, because he's got the chrome and the prism. So he's got the year where there's both of them licensed there. And I saw some stuff that, you know, selling for one-tenth of what it sold for, you know, at peak, which is pretty crazy. But, I mean, he's one of those guys that's, like, so beaten down that, you know, is there any downside left?
Are you buying him?
Maybe. I'll like to see what kind of moves the team makes during the offseason before I start investing in any specific players. I like to see what they do with their defense. I like to see if they get him any additional weapons. I like to see if their running back is healthy. Bunch of stuff. AFC's tough, man. You know we talk about this AFC. AFC's tough for quarterbacks. I like to see where all the quarterbacks land. I like to see how the draft goes. You know, a lot of stuff.
Any thoughts on, before we get into the PWCC Weekly, and most of my cards are basketball. That's just what I know best. But I'll tell you, I'm surprised. And if you guys haven't checked it out, we have a new show with Daddy Rips and DDZ. It's going to be baseball prospecting.
Yep.
I believe his take is Jordan and Bo Bichette are his kind of front runners for MVP.
Yep.
I'm surprised we haven't talked more about baseball or buying baseball cards in anticipation. I mean, what are we, a month and change away from opening day? But before we go into that, well, the Cages
at Cages Harley episode right there.
On the Harley action.
On a Harley. He's rocking and rolling, that guy.
He's
loud.
Stole out. Do you ever think of, you know, the people like those cars with those loud ass mufflers?
Yep.
You think they're super obnoxious humans in real life too?
Maybe. I mean, why else do it? It's. I think they're just looking for attention. That's all. I mean, it's like people with podcasts.
I hear you, but like, imagine I would go outside at like 11 p.m. and just start shouting and shrieking. like, I want attention, but I'm kind of causing a lot of discomfort. Like, that's what I think about when these muffler cars go by. It's like, you don't need to know that you just passed.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
quarterback, Deshaun, Russell Wilson. Talk to me. Talk to me about quarterbacks.
Deshaun got a huge contract.
Deshaun got
Lamar now is using Deshaun's contract to say, hey, I want more guaranteed money than this guy because I've done more.
Yeah.
One, is Lamar or Deshaun to buy in the offseason? You have some takes on Deshaun and how, you know, once his event happened, true or false, it's always going to be the public's mind. So
correct.
We can talk about that. But does this ruin it for all other quarterbacks? And do owners go and be like, dude, how could you give Deshaun this money? Now we have to pay out everybody way more money.
Yes. I mean, quarterback contracts are crazy. I mean, the Russell Wilson one was huge. And it wasn't just the contract that was paid to him, but it was also, you know, draft capital and stuff that was traded back. You know, I think it does show you just how valuable a franchise quarterback is to a team. And people who aren't even franchise quarterback getting franchise money. But yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of quarterbacks out there who should be getting big money, especially based on the fact that, you know, look what Deshaun got. So a little tough. We haven't really seen what Deshaun can do, right? You know, he played a couple games last year. It wasn't exactly great games that he played. Who's the Cleveland Browns' best wide receiver?
It should be Josh Gordon, but they keep putting this guy out of the league because he smokes too much weed. Now he's terrible. In the XFL for his comeback. I love Josh. Dude, Flash was so good for 1 year. 1 year he had his year. All right.
But I don't know who their best wide receiver is. That's the problem. I mean, like, you know.
Nick Chubb.
Pretty much.
Well, okay.
What are you sharing? Let's get into share something.
Probably my favorite card, and it's not my favorite player. By the way, he's had some good media attention, but it's James Harden. And this card is absolute insanity. If you saw this card of Mr. Stephanie, as they call him on Twitter sometimes, I think that's hilarious, Steph Curry, this card would be ballistic. So this is out of 9, 6 out of 9, a little 69 action here on the card. Oh, okay. You have a logo, man, even more value OKC, to it. Right? OKC kind of a patch. I don't believe this is on card auto, but checks every other box. His highest graded James Harden rookie card. Sitting at $875. I think from just a value buy, and I don't know if he's cardboard relevant. I don't know if he'll return to cardboard relevancy. But I do think this next 6 weeks, 7 weeks are very interesting for James Harden because the Sixers will make a run. I don't think they're going to come out the East, but they will make a run. And he's revitalized his season. But forget about all that. You're paying $875 for a logo man of James Harden, I think that's maybe the best pure value right now in this auction.
Guy just did a loop around again. He's making noise. I was on mute.
Attention.
I like the Harden. I mean, Harden, Westbrook, we've talked about both of those guys. When you lay down their stats, the stats are impressive. You start putting their stats against people. I mean, somebody sent me a link with like a Westbrook stats against Steph Curry stats. And he's got Curry beat like basically everything, right? Harden's going to put up some really gaudy numbers when all is said and done. And you're starting to get real discounted prices for his stuff against, you know, other players. Harden, you know, is he going to win this year? And even if he does win, is it going to be thought of as his? Or is it going to be Embiid? And, you know, so you got that potential, you know, issue with it, let's call it. But
objectively, he's had a more successful career than Embiid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With this win?
Yeah. No, I like it, especially because, I mean, think about what we're doing. Yes, you when you win your rookie card, when you win your, you know, those big cards like that, they become really expensive. You made fun of me yesterday because I was thinking about buying for $20,000, 19 to change, a Giannis silver PSA 10 Prism rookie, right? There's one of those in this weekly auction, and, you know, it's PSA 10. You know, there's not a ton of them. We know that, but it's not exactly like the rarest thing in the world. You see them come up. You know, it's already sitting around $12,000. There's more time to go. So, you know, it's down. Compare those prices of those cards. Giannis won, right? Giannis, I guess, has more potential in front of him than Harden, who's played now, what, 14 years? But that's a huge difference. Think about like a comparison in price between what you just showed in the hundreds, you know, three figures versus the card that I'm talking about, which is 5.
Cage, you know I love that silver Giannis, and now that would be probably one of the last cards I would ever buy. That to me is actually the scariest card on the market because it kind of stalled out. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say? It kind of stalled out.
Very fair. It's a great way of putting it.
That card scares me. I don't know. There is an incredible Giannis gold. Cage, talk to me about these cards. So these cards get no love. And I think it's part of the reason is because people don't want them or look for them. But you have his rookie card with the rookie stamp. Gorgeous subgrades. This is the 2013 Selections Gold Prism Giannis.
Yep.
So this is the first serial number. 1 out of 10. BGS 9.5 with a 10 subgrade. Perfectly centered. Giannis rookie card sitting at $4,500. If this was his true select gold, we're talking 85K.
It's a cool card. I like it. Draft selections. I mean, to me, the reason why it's discounted is the hobby looks at that as like a debut, as like that subset, as like the inaction. It's, you know, it's one of those things that just doesn't carry the same, you know, valuation that the true would carry, but real nice looking card. And for somebody who's potentially not going to be able to shell out the money that a true gold is, it's a nice fallback. Can you put one up for me? And the reason why I'll put this one up there, love the player, love the card. Love the fact that it has a really nice patch to it and that there's only one PSA 10, which is tough to get for these thick cards. But it is another example, guys, of what I think is, wow, we're paying crazy money for the young guys who may never do anything. Love the player. I know you like the player too. It's a 2021 National Treasures Franz Wagner.
Is that card that expensive?
Take a look at it. Pull it up and share it with the audience. It's the RPA out of 99, Franz, who, I don't know if you guys remember, but last year I was on the Magic talking about Wagner, talking about buying this particular guy, saying the Magic was a young team, looked like they had some really great pieces to it, loved this guy, loved him specifically, mentioned him as a play. I was talking about buying his Prism Silver, but not this. Look at this card. And, I mean, obviously it's an auction. Who knows what it's going to end at, but this is now, with buyer's premium, like $8,000, over $8,000 for an RPA.
It's this, Cage. It's, we see this time and time again. We just saw it with the Jalen Green. It's this over – it's this angst towards chasing PSA 10s of NTs, and I don't get it. Just because it's a PSA 10 is why so you're seeing that price.
I think why is – this is the best card, the true RPA at a 99. And you, if you're a creative storyteller, which we have a lot of in this hobby, some people tell stories with fancy microphones and they can't talk for shit. There's a lot of crappy content being made nowadays. I just throw that out there. But in any event, name the crappy content. It would take me forever. Anybody who has started a show in the last month has been garbage. Just going to throw that out there. With one exception, DPZ is more than a month, but his show, his Bowman show, that's a good show. That has a point. It's a Bowman Chrome show. It's a baseball show. It's going to talk about baseball. That's good, pointed, specific content, right? Not, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to compare Disney stock to LeBron. That's Jeff Wilson. I'll name that as a Jeff Wilson one. That's such, I mean, come on. What does that do? That doesn't help me at all. Anyway, sorry, Jeff. You know I love you, but that kind of content, I don't need that crap. This one here, if you're a creative storyteller, out of 99, it's the best card. And this, you can argue, is the best one of the best card. It's the only PSA 10. That's what somebody
is. Is it going to always be the only PSA 10?
Oh, very good question. But it can't.
First somebody off, can't the get scary a better part one. Of this, I guess this is the PSA 10 of like
the card.
Of the card. But yep. There's out of 70, there's a 75th anniversary. There's going to be a logo man. There's going to be a horizontal. There's so many different ones that I can't imagine. This might be a PSA 10 pop one of the out of 99, but the out of 49 might have four other PSA 10s. And the out of 15 has six other PSA 10s. And the out of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. But nobody cares about those. Seriously, nobody cares about
Jalen Green just bought a PSA 10 with a Nike swoosh out of 3. It just went in premiere for like $67,000.
Yeah, the ones that get – once you like single digits and that kind of stuff, they come for more money. But, I mean, you saw like the Curry recently, like out of 25, sells for less than out of 99 or close to 99. Like, people don't really care. And then you got Stars and Stripes out of 20 or whatever. I mean, people, this is the one. The out of 99 is the one, for better or for worse. I don't love it. I don't agree. I just saw that one. I was like, wow, that's pretty nuts.
I like this team. I like Franz, but Paolo is the guy there. Do you guys have it? Look, take a guess. How tall and how much does Paolo weigh?
Paolo Banchero. He's a big dude.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick, we talked about this. He's a big dude. He is a very big dude.
He's LeBron's. He's 256'9".
Wow. I mean, it's probably why he didn't look that big when he was in. He didn't look that big when he was in Duke.
JJ Redick talked about this. He says Jokic and Luka look big on the screen, you know, like the camera adds 15 pounds, but they actually are pretty slim in real life. Paolo is interesting, man. I agree. I had to look it up, and he's 20 years old. So I think Paolo is going to be the guy there.
Yeah, he's big.
You want to give me another call?
That's also, that's a good point, by the way. You know, as much as I like Franz Wagner, if he's not the guy, he's not the guy. You know what I mean? It's a good point. Do I want to look at another card? Yeah, I do. From the year I was born. Uh-huh. You tell me who this is. A 1927.
Jeff
Lurati. Put in Lurati.
Who?
Just type in Lurati. 1927. Lurati. It's Chocolata Lurati. It's a chocolate.
Explain why you'd be recommending or even presenting this card to our listening audience.
You tell me.
It's okay. Let me see this. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Now he's there. Now he's got me. Now he's
this is Cage in his boxing days.
You got the wrong year. This is Primo Carnera, by the way, but it shows that Lurati has other cards. The on the right there, man. Come on. On the right, the soccer one. Come on, why do I show you? Primo Carnera was great. He fought against, that was a Jim J. Braddock champion. He was a champ there. But I'm talking about the Giuseppe Meazza card. Check him out right there. Check that card out. 1927, year I was born. Think of that.
No doubt this guy was in the mob. 0% doubt this guy was in the mob.
This is an Inter Milan player. You never heard of this guy, Mr. Soccer Man?
Never. No?
I mean, that's a cool vintage soccer. You don't see these kind of things, you know.
No one collects soccer, and no one knows about this guy. He's from Pompeii. This is literally from when Vesuvius erupted. Asset description. A proud country. Italy treasures its culture, arts,
and sports. A proud country.
I swear, I didn't write it. So basically how Cage decides which cards to bring your attention to, he reads every description in PWCC. Amazing. Amazing copywriting.
I found a soccer card from 1927 to show you, Mr. Professional Soccer Player, that it shows – I mean, it's one of those things, man. One of the things that I talk about with soccer cards is what? There's no history of it. There's no collecting of it. So I pull out a card I didn't know existed of a player I didn't know existed, a 1927 card, and it's getting some real attention. Look at how much it's being sold for. So I figure I'm going to lay that one out there, right? And I'm going to throw it out there to my friend, my co-host, the guy who played soccer for a living, and find out what he knows about Giuseppe Meazza and, you know, about what he did in the World Cup in 1934 and 1938, how many matches, how many goals. You know, is he somebody who, you know, maybe the largest stadium in Italy is named after? I mean – all these things. But no, you get that I pick my card from the description. Okay.
Cage wants you to buy.
Do you play the games, pal? Do you play the games?
Do you watch the games?
Do you play the games, pal? No.
Do you watch the games? Did you watch the Chocolata fella play during World War II?
Take your shirt off, because you might as well just keep exposing yourself. Just take it all off. Take the clothes off. You've been exposed. You never played soccer.
So you want me to buy a $7,200 card that
I don't want you to buy it.
Of a player we've never heard of in a PSA 1 holder.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I want.
Strategy card. I have been watching World War II in color. Pretty awesome documentary on Netflix about the history of World War II. Really, really good documentary. And I'll say
how many caps does Haaland have?
Not a ton of international appearances.
How many goals?
In what league? In Prem, overall, I think 22.
Everything. So if he has 408 caps and 284 goals, four trophies, is that going to be good? No.
No, that's not how soccer works. Sure, that sounds amazing. We love stats in America. Stats, there's an amazing meme.
And they named a stadium after him. Would that be a good thing? Halland Stadium?
In Norway?
Sheesh. God damn it. I bring one of the greatest soccer players of all time.
There's a Halland Color Blast in this.
And we should buy that instead of the 1927 card. We should buy the Color Blast. Okay. All right.
Do you want my take on Halland?
Yes.
Take a look at Florian Wirtz, guys. By the way, just returned from injury. He's playing incredible, incredible soccer. He's a really interesting player. The system at Man City and how Guardiola likes to play is not a good fit for how Haaland wants to play. And yeah, he scored all those goals early on in the season. The other teams obviously watch film and have understood how to defend him properly. And he's on a cold streak, and it's clear that he's not fitting in there. Yep. So for me, Haaland's future and being in the right system matters a lot. Right now, he is not in the right system to use him, and that worries me. Piggybacking on that, that card is probably my favorite Haaland card because the golds and like the Bundesliga tops chrome and all that stuff, they're like $30,000, man. People are paying an arm and a leg for those. But this is his first year Color Blast. I love Color Blast and PSA 10. It's actually an affordable card for $1,500.
All right.
And for a guy who doesn't really have a true rookie, even though Cage and all his guys will say the Topps Chrome Bundesliga is his true rookie.
Yeah.
But the Sapphire has a rookie stamp on it. The Bundesliga doesn't.
Yeah, they're all rookies. They're all rookies. There was one that came first. It's like that UFC that was difficult. Guys didn't really know. 09 was the rookie for everybody. But then when Topps started making multiple products released in the same year, we were like, well, what's the rookie? And then people were like, oh, it's the first one. Well, they were all rookies. You know, they all came out the same, you know, calendar year. So I get what you're saying, man. Trust me, I do. And I like that card also. I have a question for you because this is a card I thought you would like. There is a Panini Mosaic when Mosaic
one of one SGA.
That's it. Yeah. Well, it was still part of Prism. It was still part of, you know, of the actual release. It wasn't its own release. What do you think of that card? Is it the fact that it's an auto? It's weird. Talk to me about that one. Because I figured you'd be all over that. Because I know you love SGA. I know you love the team.
One, nice, I think it's cool that autos are cheaper than like if there was the black one of one without the auto, I think it would actually be selling significantly more. And this is on the heels of SGA's Prism Black Gold selling last week for like 25,000, which was down from 36,000 before. I love that card. So this is before Mosaic was a part of Prism. It was like it was a parallel in Prism. And this is the Mosaic one of one. I think it's an on-card auto SGA. Let me pull this card up because it's in my favorites too. It's right here. You're 100% right, Cage. It's one of my favorite cards.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, okay, I know he's bringing this up. Let me bring it up for him.
They played a really tough game, overtime game versus the Jazz yesterday, where Walker Kessler kind of did some stuff. I think he had the game tying bucket of blocks. But I love this OKC team, man. It's a sick card, such a sick card.
Sticker though, right? I think it's a sticker.
Pretty sure it is. Pretty sure it is.
A sticker. I mean, it's a really cool card though. I mean, I like it. It's not. It wasn't like Mosaic, its own release. It's still, you know, it's.
People SGA don't love the really. Prism autos. SGA really confused Panini because they didn't know if he was a rookie or not. Like they don't want to put rookie stamps on SGA's cards. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I know the Prism doesn't have it, and that was part of the deal. Prism, so I don't know, man. It's just one of those missing things. One of those missing things. What else you got? Because I got a couple. There's some cool baseball cards. There's a Barry Bonds if you're into him. His Topps Traded from 1986, Tiffany in PSA 10. That card has sold for significantly more than what this one is currently at. I owned one and sold one last year when there was still a talk of him potentially getting in the Hall of Fame. I did not want to hold. That was risk management there. I didn't want to hold it on the off chance that he didn't get in, and he didn't get in. So I moved that card, you know, while there was still talk of him potentially getting in.
I have a theory, by the way. Yeah. I think we view the steroid era with too short of a scope. Okay. I think if we fast forward 20, 30 years from now, we'll look back at the steroid era as like sort of everybody's did it. Not everybody did it in bonds is a sense. What happens is athletes are sort of early adopters to new technologies that help your body, fitness, and all that, because they have more resources. Mm-hmm. I would bet right now, today, 2022, February 25th, when you guys are listening to this, I would say one in three males over the age of 30 are on TRT.
Okay.
And I think with steroids, human growth hormone being more, not only widely and readily available, but more understood as to why they're used, we'll start looking back and not being as judgmental to the guys like Barry Bonds who have an asterisk for no reason. Similar to how we view Pete Rose now with gambling.
Okay. So what's the action plan on that? Is it buy the cards because they're going to be worth more? What's the action plan?
Yes. Buy bonds and give me 10% of everything you earn. And if it goes down, I'm not in it at all. No, my thought process is Bonds is going to go down as the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
The only thing that's holding him down is the perceived steroid stuff, which is obviously priced in. And I actually think that eventually that skepticism or that what is it called? I can't think of the word.
We'll negativity, fade away. You know, the stigma.
The stigma.
Right? Is that what you're looking for? So I've watched Bonds play. I watched his whole career. I mean, I was a kid when he came out, different type of player. Lankier,
smaller head,
speedier, 40-40 player, right? Believe it or not. I mean, he wasn't stealing 40 bases when his head was the size of a Subaru. But, you know,
40 injections, 40 home runs. That's what I say.
But listen, the dude was walked with the bases loaded, intentionally walked with the bases loaded. He was that kind of a scary hitter. You know what I mean? And he came up and you knew he was either getting walked or he was hitting a home run. I feel like that was basically the gist of it. And he was hitting moonshots. He was hitting bombs. So listen, fun stuff in this auction. One of the things that I'm going to say as we lead in from Andrew's conversation about Jokic yesterday is, I don't know if you looked at this. Don't cheat. If you didn't, you might already know the answer. But there are thousands of cards in the weekly auction. Do you know how many Jokic cards there are for sale? Two. And nothing you really would want. The 2016 Optic Raw. I mean, nothing more than like $40, $50. You know what I mean? Which, to me, it would give me a little more confidence in that market and in the people holding it. You know, if I'm looking to buy Jokic stuff, people are not selling his stuff, which makes sense. You know, they're expecting a third MVP this year.
We've done this show for 9 months, I think. Yeah. I've seen one Jokic NT on weekly auction.
The one we talked about last week.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice card. And he doesn't have an RPA either, which, I mean, he's an interesting player, interesting just difference in the hobby, right? Not only does it not have the RPA, but he also – you know, the 2015 year has weird parallels in Prism. I mean, that's an interesting thing. I do a little more research. I know you've done some research. I would reach out. What else you got? There's some cool.
So there's one guy I'm doing more research on, and there's a hockey player I like, and then that's it.
Is it Patrick Waugh? Is it the goalie?
It is Patrick Waugh, right? It's not Patrick Roy. It's Patrick Waugh.
It's Patrick Waugh. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he was incredible on the Avalanche. I remember that. We're from the Ukraine, so we were. We loved the Fab Five, but not the Michigan ones, the ones on the Red Wings, right? It was okay. Fedorov, Bure, Iserman, Castillo. They got in that car accident. I remember. It was like big news. I didn't watch hockey, but there's that huge car accident with the Red Wings that actually left one guy paralyzed. But anyway, my favorite player right now in hockey is Kirill Kaprizov. And here's why.
Shocking.
Here's why. The guy that I was collecting cards with when I was a kid, three brothers, Daniel, Igor, and Kirill.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And do you know what Kaprizov means in Russian?
You're going to laugh. Take your short pants off.
Whiner.
Mine's better. Like Kaprizov. Like, take your short pants. Like Kaprizov.
Very cool. Very creative. Yeah,
Whiner. Okay, so it's Whiner.
And the second guy that I'm looking into from baseball is Bo Bichette. I watched the Daddy Rips episode with DBZ.
Dodgers.
He's a guy.
Great player on the Dodgers.
Two shots in one.
Sorry, Jeff. Jeff, I don't know what's come over me on this one. I apologize.
I think it's the vacation.
don't know what's going on here.
That's his success. There's so many clippable moments, right? Wrong or right. Two times longer people listen to Howard Schultz or what is it?
Yes. That might be his real name. Who knows? You never know. They might have changed it.
I always liked Bo Bichette.
He likes game. He likes his hair.
I think he's got flow. I don't think he's had the run-up that a Tatis, a Soto, all those guys have had. And I think he could have that type of season. Bo Bichette's something I'm taking a look at. After listening to the Daddy Rips episode, honestly. That's another episode.
No, I mean, listen, one last one. Lots of Ken Griffey Jr. cards in this one. Some really cool Griffey cards in this one. If you build it up, I sometimes hesitate to show the Griffey stuff because I love Griffey and I build a PEC of Griffey, but it's some really nice Griffey stuff. 96 finest refractor of Griffey. You know, it's just like the Kobe ones where there are different ones. And you know, there's that gold one of Kobe that we show that's not really gold, but it's got the gold border. Baseball had those too. And it's got, you know, some weird word behind it. I don't know what the hell, Intimidators or something like that. I think it's a cool gold one. You'll see the same kind of gold border of Griffey. I think it says, like I said, Intimidators. There's a BGS 9.5, real high grade card. Nice card that doesn't sell for like, it's a couple $100, I think, right now. If you're into autos, there's some really nice autos of him. One of my favorites, there's a 2016 Topps Museum Collection. Those are the ones that get framed. So it's a framed black Griffey Jr. auto. It's numbered out of 5 in BGS 9. You know, grade really doesn't make it too much of a difference on it. You're not buying it for the card grade. You're buying it because it's a really cool looking card. And the auto is why you're buying it. The auto's a 10.
What is it called? It's Museum?
Yeah, 2016 Museum. You can just put 2016 Museum Griffey and it'll come up. Cool looking card, dude. He signs really nice. And when you get a card like this, where you get to really showcase his autograph, it's on a black background with a silver Sharpie. Real cool looking card. Obviously, but it's from outside of his. 2016 Museum Griffey. M-U-S-E-U-M. Griffey is G-R-I-F-F-E-Y.
It's not showing up on the screen, that's why.
Okay. Yeah, you're not sharing. But it's definitely in the auction. It's definitely there as one that I pulled out. It's a real cool looking car. I know he wasn't playing anymore, but for a couple $100, look at that card. You can zoom in on that one. That is with the silver Sharpie on card, like real nice looking 10 auto. You know, he's finishing his swing. Anyway, there's a bunch of really nice.
I have a theory, by the way, Cage.
Shoot, what's your theory?
If you're a card manufacturer, either go 1 of 1 or go 1 out of 10. I think 1 of 2, 1 of 3, 1 of 5. So
you don't
stupid.
Like out of 5? Okay.
No,
How about out of 199?
I think what Select was trying to do, they made a mistake. You could see it. You have a Select out of 10, which is gold. And then you have a Select out of 5, which is green. And I think they were kind of going like the PMG maybe route.
Okay.
And I just, no one goes after the green. They only go after the, so, but if it was a 1 of 1 green, like Kaboom, yeah. I think they would have.
One more for me. I want to know which one you like better between those two and we'll leave it there, right? So you had that Griffey Museum Black. You don't like that it's out of 5. You want either at 1 of 1 or out of 10. Because 1 of 5 is kind of in no man's land. This one, there's a lot more of, but you still don't see him too often. Different. Put in 2009 Sweet Spot. Two words, Sweet Spot Griffey. All right. And this one is cool because it is.
I don't rate this guy, man.
No, we don't. Griffey is a generation's kid. He for baseball, to me, he is what like Curry is for changing the game, having fun, doing that stuff.
Championships,
dude. It's baseball's different. It's just different. People don't penalize you as much for not winning a championship in baseball. It would have been great if Griffey won one, trust me, but he didn't.
This is sick. But
that's a cool card, right? That's a bat. That's a piece of the bat. That's a bat piece that he signed, a 10 auto, which is not the easiest thing to sign his signature on a piece of
for sure.
It's out of 199. Real cool card from 09. Again, he wasn't playing anymore. So it's out of his out of his playing days. But just real cool card. And this one is half the price of that other one. It's $180.
I didn't share the screen.
To share the screen on this one. Really nice card. And that's, I mean, these are the ones I look at.
Would you ever buy Griffey in a Reds jersey?
I have some Griffey cards in Reds jerseys. I don't mind it. You know, he's got some EX ones, you know, like the EX Century ones during playing career. You know, some nice ones that have like red background that also go nicely with the red stuff. Sure. I would prefer the Mariner stuff. He's obviously known as a Mariner. But playing for the Reds is a cool story. You know, he played with his dad's team, you know.
LeBron aside, because, yeah, LeBron's still playing, but basically just hanging on. Have you bought a card of a player who's still playing recently?
So let's see what the most recent stuff. I mean, mostly LeBron stuff last year, but let's see. What have I bought recently? I'm buying a lot more non-sport.
Once you go so, LeBron, you never go back.
No, I'm buying a lot more non-sport, but I haven't really prospected. I guess that's the thing. A lot of young players I consider prospecting on players. I open wax. You know, I open a lot of wax. I open a lot of wax with Ian. Today is Friday opening. I brought some hoops. Brought some hoops basketball. Now. You know, I'm going to open it when I finish recording this. So I've opened a lot of wax. The answer is no. I mean, I have not bought a lot of modern stuff just because I'm a vintage buyer. You know, I bought a couple months ago, I bought a Babe Ruth 1933 Gaudi. I paid a lot of money for that. You know, I posted it on my story. And, you know, it's in there. You guys can see it on my Instagram. Those are the cards that I put my money into. I don't, you know, I will have to wait to see how the market shakes out. And let me end with this. It's not PWCC stuff, but I'm going to end with it anyway. Guys, while Fanatics is out there giving interviews and talking about what they're going to do with the hobby, they have done some stuff, right? They have done some stuff, and they've done the buyback. And we give them some credit for the buyback that they did with, the, you know, infusing a little life with the Aaron Judge and the Goldschmidt, you know. You know, obviously, they're also working through Tops doing, like, you know, grading stuff with companies. The fact that Panini is still its own entity, and because of Fanatics doing what they're doing, we're having some competition, some other ideas being, you know, being generated. As Andrew likes to say, the competition does make for a better product for us. Prism is partnering up. Panini's partnering up their Prism with, what is it? Is it Hasbro? And they're doing a Monopoly game version of their cards. And I believe there's going to be like a live gameplay demonstration at Mint Collective of how to do this. That Friday, the 31st, they're going to be there. Panini will be there with this, you know, game show. And I like that. I don't know what it's going to be. It just was announced like this week. I don't know what that is. Is it going to be special Monopoly versions of the card, which has happened before. We talked about Nolan Ryan, you know, the Milton Bradley version of Nolan Ryan's rookie card. There are things we can look at where, you know, toy companies have been involved, you know, with cards. I don't know if there's going to be like
Jordan Prism sticker, the one that came out of a vending machine.
I mean, it wasn't a toy, but yes, it was, you know, like a, you know, you can go into like a diner and they have these like, oh, you buy a card.
Right, none of those.
Prism stickers. This, the Milton Bradley was like, it was actually like a game. Like, you know, it was actually part of a, you know, part of a game. They had like that year's cards in the game. I don't know whether or not the Hasbro version, Monopoly version, is going to have like a Monopoly sticker on it. It's going to be a Monopoly parallel. Who the heck knows with it? But I'm curious to learn, and I think it's a good thing for us that these guys are trying to innovate is the word, right? If you come up with a nice smoothie, the guy next door has got to come up with another smoothie in the cafe. You got to do better, and who wins? The customer.
With nearly 40 years as the most trusted resource for collectors, dating back to the first Beckett magazine in 1984, Beckett has been the brand that bridges generations of the hobby. We're happy to be partnering with Beckett and look forward to keeping you all updated on the big things happening at the company in 2023. Beckett, it's the name you know and the name you can trust.